next individual, please.
Item 516, request of Bob Schatz to address council regarding approval to change zoning of property and how decision is affecting career. Bob Schatz.
Mr. Schatz, are you here today? Oh, come on up, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here.
Hi, my name is Bob Schatz. I've lived in Portland most of my life. My wife has lived here all of her life. And our kids were born here. And they went to the same elementary school my wife went to. So we tend to think we've been here a while. We lived in Lads Edition for 27 years. And as of a few years ago, we kept asking City Council to help us out with the homeless problem, the drug addicts that were peeing our yards, pooping in our yards, stealing our things, camping in our driveways, and with no response, no help at all. Basically, the last communication was, either they go or we do. And the response I got was, we can't stop you from moving. So we moved. We left Portland. We still own a lot of property in Portland. We have rental properties. Our business is in Portland. I come into Portland every day. It saddens me to see what has happened to this city. With the trash and the graffiti, the people sleeping on the streets, it's awful. I remember Portland when there wasn't one bit of trash on the ground. I own property at 123 Southeast 97th Avenue. And I bought the property to build affordable housing. And I build, design, and manage my own property. I'm an architect and developer and property manager. I know all my tenants by name. I treat them with compassion. The goal is to build more housing for them. The City Council has approved a change to change my zoning, so I'm no longer allowed to build there. I can only build industrial. I don't know industrial. It's not my thing. I don't know what to do with it. I begged and pleaded before it happened. I testified. I came in verbally and testified. I sent emails and letters. I don't know why you have public testimony if you don't listen to us. After the zone change was made, I've been in here several times asking, can you please give me back what I bought? Because I bought this for a specific reason to build affordable housing. I don't do industrial. I've been ignored. I feel like I'm a hot potato with you guys. You just pass me from person to person, and no one can do anything about it. Mayor, I've talked with your assistant, Michelle. She was supposed to set up meetings. We're supposed to meet and do something about it. After 7 attempts to communicate with her, had no response. I told her at the last response, you're just as bad as responding to me as the mayor himself. And prove me wrong by responding to this one last communication. Nothing. Last time I was here, Commissioner E. Daly, you referred me to Marshall Runkel. He could not help me. He referred me back to the mayor's office. I talked to Trayvon. He gave me the same response with, I can't stop you from moving. He sent me to Kyle. No help at all. I'm done.
So you've got the better of me because I don't know this issue, and so I can't sit here and competently tell you what the zoning issue is relative to your property. I am happy to have the conversation with you and see if there is something that can be done here.
We've tried that three
honestly,
times already.
I don't know the issue, so I'll do what I can.
Well, that's what you've told me before, and nothing has happened. That's what several of you have told me in the past, and I've got a list of communications.
I'm sorry, I've met you previously.
This is my third time here. Yes.
But I have not sat down with you to discuss this issue. What I've done is I've referred you to staff who can actually connect you with the people in the Planning and Sustainability Bureau, who control all of the city's zoning operations. So I don't personally do that. We have employees here who do that. But if you're feeling like you're not getting satisfaction or they're not being responsive, I'm happy to help you out. So if you could leave, I have a staff member here in the back, Mustafa. Can you make sure you get the contact? I will call you personally.
Yeah, that's what I've done before. It doesn't work.
Well, okay. You
There's
have to trust me. You can sit here and say I don't trust you all day long, but I'm giving you my word. I will call you. I'm not guaranteeing you I can fix your problem, but I am guaranteeing you I will contact you.
You guys have stolen from me. I want back what
okay,
I purchased.
Okay, well, now you're moving on. Do you want me to call you or don't you? I'd be happy to do it. Great.
I absolutely.
Next
do.
Individual, please.
Item 517, request of Max Hine to address council regarding high rate of fatal and near fatal motor incidents on Tioga and Fessenden.
Is Mr. Hine here, please? Very good. Next individual, please, Carla.
Item 518, request of Lee Callis to address council regarding Northeast 102nd Avenue Corridor Safety Project.
Good morning. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for letting me take some time.
You bet.
So where did I set up?
Don't worry, we won't start till you sound, so okay. Don't feel like you have to rush too much.
Thank you. I'm not good by myself.
And Carla, while he's setting up, did Mr. Patterson come in? Is he here? I don't see him. Okay.
That's fine. If I stand, I guess, so I can do my poster.
Yeah, very good.
Okay. Thank you for letting me be here. I'm Dr. Lee Coles. I've been a dentist on Northeast 102nd for about 30 years. Vision Zero does some wonderful things for safety. They've been very successful in New York City and in San Francisco, and so they're implementing plans here. This isn't New York City or San Francisco. And apparently they feel that they don't need to get expert opinions, technical opinions, or community opinions in some of their plans. There's a plan for 102nd that's supposed to start at the end of this month to revise the roadways. We're very, very concerned, and my objection being here today is to request this be put on hold until it can be looked at by experts. So the current situation on 102nd, there are two lanes of traffic going each way. On 102nd and Sandy, just off there, all four directions of freeway meet. Most of the time, this is a very nice neighborhood, but in the peak hours, this is extremely congested, and it's not uncommon to have traffic backed up all the way to Halsey, trying to get on the freeways from all four directions. It's a problem. So we'll let that sit for a minute. ODOT has a division called Crash Analysis Division. I don't know if you're familiar with it. They keep track of all the accidents, why they occurred, events, weather, type of vehicle, drivers, and they post these. For the 12-year period, 2005 to 2016, there were 253 accidents here, which actually is very low compared to most major streets. Now, more specifically on the area of congestion, right up by Sandy, there were 110 accidents. Of those, 86% of them were congestion accidents, rear ends, angle turning into other people, not yielding. They were not due to speed, they were not due to alcohol. The other concern is, of those, 76% had at least one injury. Now, the plan that Vision One has, in order to make bike lanes, they are going to make it so there's only one lane each direction. Now, you notice this blue line here. This is the I-205 bike lane that ODOT last year put $645,000 into for maintenance and repairs, a third of it here in Maywood Park. It's very close. But because of plans that Vision Zero has done in other places, they want to make a bike lane and cut down the traffic. We're very concerned about the congestion. So let's look at what you said. There are many reports that show that if you increase congestion, you increase accidents, supported by several states and the United States Department of Transportation. I talked to the CAD supervisor, do you know about this? And his response was, to my knowledge, ODOT has not published a publication about increased congestion equals increased crashes. Basically, it is the general belief and pretty firmly held in the community. If you increase congestion, you will increase crashes. The real problem is these people here. This is the backbone of the community. This is why I'm here today. None of these groups had any input into this. And since the project has been done, they have not been allowed to have any input at all. They're very concerned. And in the evaluation period, they are, again, not going to have any input. So my, again, here is to ask, please put this on hold until these expert opinions, technical and community, can be put into play. And to ask you one question, what can these groups do to get your attention about this? Thank you.
Thank you.
Very well done. That's kind of hard to balance all those.
And you did it within the appropriate timeline. You were talking my neighborhood. This is my hood.
Okay. Oh,
right. I live in East Portland. I travel that road daily. So like you, I would be very concerned if we went from four lanes to just two lanes and.
I also don't know whether or not that's part of the plan.
That is the plan.
Commissioner in charge of transportation, Commissioner Udaly, I would certainly want to have a conversation with her about what's going on with that. And maybe the three of us could have that conversation.
There have been numerous conversations with Dr. Cowles. I'd be happy to have you briefed and to have a one-on-one with you.
May I make a comment on that?
No.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your...
Anybody want to ask a question about this? I put it up hoping somebody would ask a question, because I didn't say it.
Commissioner Udaly.
Time's up. Can we move on?
Okay.
Thank you.
My understanding, thank you, sir. Appreciate the presentation.
I do have some information to pass out. I don't know if
okay.
I
Okay, yeah, if you give it to Carla right there, and then she'll make sure we all get a copy of it. Thank you, sir, for being here. Carla, it's my understanding that Mr. Hine has shown up.
Yes, 517.
Very good. Please call 517.
Request of Max Hine to address council regarding high rate of fatal and near fatal motor incidents on Tioga and Fessenden.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here.
Can I just take a seat right here?
You bet. Just take a seat. If you could just tell us your name for the record.
Yeah, Max Hine.
Thanks.
And I live in St. John's. I live on Fessenden. The last three incidents that took place within a span of 2 months on Fessenden, they took place immediately outside my house. One was a man getting hit, my neighbor getting hit on his way home on his bike, and he got hospitalized and put in a wheelchair. The other one was a woman crashing into a telephone pole, and the last was an elderly woman who was fatally hit in a hit and run. But we just wanted to say from the community, there's been action, you know, from you taken recently, and with the speed bumps and the traffic islands, and it's made an enormous difference. The difference is night and day. I recall a time when, people would be doing like topping 70 just on that strip. There was a time when I couldn't cross the street because of the high density traffic. It's no longer the case now, and we deeply appreciate the investment and the action taken. I have a couple of notes. We also look forward to the pedestrian traffic beacons. I understand there's some people working with Commissioner Udaly, I think, talking with you today about this. There's no single thing that's going to fix, that's going to remedy the problem. It's all these little things. I think those traffic beacons would make an enormous difference, especially for the elderly and especially for the kids. There are kids who board for school on either side of the street, have to cross, and there's also a curve where they cross to get to the public pool. So there's like a very high density of young people and elderly. I think those would make an enormous difference. I think that specifically for the last incident where that the grandmother was hit, I think those particularly would have been very effective. So we look really forward to the whole thing coming together with the traffic beacons. Thank you.
Thanks, Max, for being here.
Mayor.
Appreciate it. Commissioner Udaly. Hey, Max.
What do I say?
I wanted to thank you for coming today. I'm glad to hear that you feel like the improvements are making a difference. We're still seeing some incredibly reckless, dangerous driving on that street.
Right.
I don't know if you've seen it, but people just bypassing the traffic islands and people going the speed limit by driving down the wrong way of the
yes.
on the road.
Thank you for mentioning
which
that.
To me, and I'm doing my best to accelerate these improvements. I know the St. John's community has been waiting a long time for this, and we've seen way too many crashes and injuries and fatalities in the area. But that behavior demonstrates how we can't engineer and educate our way out of this. We need more enforcement. And that is largely outside of my scope of power. So I'm having conversations with the mayor and the mayor's office about how we can increase enforcement, because there's too many people that don't seem to care about human life driving on our roads right now. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being here. Appreciate it. Very good. Carla, have any items been pulled from the consent agenda?
Yes, we have 526, 528, 532, and 534.
Very good. Please call the roll on the remainder.
Fish.
Colleagues, item 531 today, that's part of our consent agenda, is titled Create Three New Represented Classifications. And I wanted to, even though it's the first reading, I wanted to call this out because this is a real milestone for our city. This is part of the Access to Work program, which was established by BHR and directly inspired by the Project Search internships. The purpose of Access to Work is to facilitate entry-level job opportunities at the city for people with disabilities. These positions and the Access to Work program were created to support the city's model employer resolution. They are full-time, entry-level positions with full benefits. This program was modeled after a similar program at the City of Seattle, as well as the State of Oregon and at OHSU. A number of years ago, I had the chance to visit Seattle and see how this program was functioning, and we're in the process of replicating it. This would not happen without strong leadership at the Bureau of Human Resources. Mayor, thank you for the commitment that you've made to expand Project Search citywide and to create opportunities for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And I want to just applaud this moment, because we are now creating full-time opportunities for people at the city. We have a long way to go, but I think we should be proud of our progress. Aye.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you for your work on that project. Commissioner Fish? Aye.
Wheeler?
Although 532 got pulled, I just want to reference it. This is an inclusionary housing project. We have effectively incentivized down the limit on this to 60% for the units that are included under inclusionary housing. This project will join 59 private sector projects in the inclusionary housing approval pipeline. That means that there is now a minimum of 398 units of affordable housing in otherwise what would be market rate housing. And so I just want to note this for my colleagues, that we are starting to see considerable movement in the inclusionary housing pipeline, and this would be just one more example. I vote aye. Consent agenda is adopted. First